Hey, this is Sergeant Main.
Yes, sir. I received a message from you regarding an accident at Greyhawk Landing rear entrance last week.
Mr. Ryu?
Yes, sir.
Is it pronounced Ryu?
You said it perfectly. Nobody Perfect. Says it that way. You must know a Ryu or two.
It's French, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, so real quick, before we go too far, I got to let you know we're talking on sheriff's office phones and the lines are recorded, okay?
Not a problem.
Hey, so I've been tasked with trying to do some follow-up investigation into this accident. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking for anybody that might have witnessed it or was in close proximity when it happened. And I got your information from the Greyhawk Landing neighborhood message board on Facebook or whatever it was. So I saw you had made a post, so that's why I got your info and I was trying to call you.
Yeah, I did. I responded to a post. There was a guy talking, it looks like distracted driving, and he was texting and this and that. I just disagreed with him. I got there apparently right after it happened. I didn't actually see it happen, but what I did see was there was still steam coming off his radiator. He was in the truck behind the wheel. He didn't seem to be moving much, and I pulled over basically ahead of where the accident was, and I was parked at like a 45-degree angle in the middle of the street looking back to make sure he was okay. And when I saw that, he wasn't responding, I went further down the road and turned around at Daisy Place and came back to check on him. As I was driving away, I saw that he was getting out of the vehicle. He went to the fence and sat down. And then, by the time I got back, to where the accident happened, he was back in the truck. So I got out of the truck. I rolled down my window and tried to yell and he didn't respond. So I got in my truck and I went over and approached from the driver's side. And he was just kind of like sitting there, in shock. And then somebody else pulled up in another vehicle. I forget what the vehicle looked like, but she seemed to know him and she was running towards the vehicle. And I said, hey, do you want me to call an ambulance or something? And she said, no, one's on the way. I said, do you know him? And she said, yes, he's my husband.
Okay.
And I said, okay, not a problem. I said, I just want to make sure he's okay. So she seemed to be aware of it. It must have happened a couple minutes before. She must have been called. I don't know. But there was chatter on that Greyhawk post. And, my comment on that was just, I didn't like all the nonsense. People were speculating. They had no clue and saying all kinds of things. And I just looked. I didn't see any skid marks. I didn't see any acceleration. Looking at it, it looked like he was going through some sort of medical issue or something, but I don't know.
So that was going to be my next question to you, and I don't want you to speculate, but do you think was there anything wrong with him health-wise, or did he seem impaired, or could it have been a diabetic issue, anything like that you saw?
What I was shocked at, I'm a diabetic myself, but I'm controlled diabetic, so...
Yes,
when I saw that he was just like comatose is how I would describe him. That's what I thought of. I thought of that, something, he was going through something, he had something. He got out of the vehicle as I was pulling away and he went and just sat down. But it kind of seemed like, my impression of it was he was just like in shock of the whole thing happening.
Okay.
But he didn't seem, to me, it didn't look like distracted driving because I didn't see any overreaction. I didn't see any steering, any marks, I'm not an investigator, so I don't do what you do, but I just didn't see signs of someone that looked like they were distracted. To me, it looked like there was no, tire marks were very, very faint until just before the tree. I don't know. I mean, to me, and to see the way he looked going to the fence and going back, he wasn't staggering. He didn't look like he was drunk or anything like that, but I don't know, but I'd say that what got me was when he wasn't responding to me and he was looking down. He looked when he was behind the wheel again, and I said, "Hey, you okay?" And he wasn't responding, and he was kind of comatose. So that's my impression. His wife was right there, right after when I was trying to get his attention.
Okay.
So I didn't pursue it further, and I backed off because she seemed to have it under control.
I understand.
You know, and I just said, "Hey, you want me to call an ambulance?" She said, "No, he's, you know, one's on the way," she said. So I left it at that.
So, Mr. Reed, let me ask you this real quick, and if you said this, I'm sorry. I probably didn't hear it. But
no, it's okay.
Did you hear the truck hit the tree at all?
No, I came right after. It was probably around 10 minutes to 8, right around there.
And were you driving...
I was driving home. I live on Daisy Place.
So were you driving? Were you driving from the back gate or from the front gate?
Yes.
From the back gate.
Going towards Daisy Place, and I saw the truck right there. You know, and I saw the radiator. You know, I saw the steam coming off the radiator, and I saw the guy in the truck, and I'm just looking over, and you know, and he's not getting out of the vehicle, so I pulled forward ahead and then parked my vehicle so I could, you know, kind of look back at him. And I saw him get out of the truck and then did his thing towards the fence.
He was the driver and the only person in the car?
That's the only person I noticed.
Okay.
I only noticed one person, him, in the car, you know, behind the wheel. And then, you know, he got out, went to the fence, kind of, you know, sat down, and then by the time I got back, I said, okay, let me go check on him. So I went and drove up towards Daisy Place and turned around. By the time I got back, he was back behind the wheel.
What kind of car do you drive, Mr. Rhea?
I drive a F-250 Ford Super Duty pickup.
Is it a dually?
No.
Okay. What color is it, if you don't mind me asking?
Black.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because I have video of the back gate there, and I'll be able to tell approximately what time in relation he went through the gate and what time you went through the gate when you would have caught him to determine how quick it was.
Got it. So. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see him driving ahead. I didn't see him hit it. You know, I was clearly there after the fact.
Yes, sir.
But I think I was the first one there. Is my impression, but I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong for that matter.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you've answered all my questions. I do appreciate your time. If I need anything else, I'll reach out to you.
Gotcha. On a personal, well, I mean, I don't even know if I can ask this, but was he texting at the time?
I don't know that yet, sir.
Okay.
I don't know that yet.
It's none of my business anyway, but
so I'm kind of picking up off the traffic crash report and seeing if there's any criminal act or anything that might have led to this traffic crash. So that's what I'm investigating. So that's what I'm trying to figure out first off if there was any witnesses to it or anything else.
Yeah.
I know some people
are alleging. Sorry, more help. That's what I saw.
No, that's perfect. Hey, if by chance you talk to anybody in the neighborhood and they say, "Yeah, I saw it," will you please pass their information off to me?
Sure.
Or give them my information. Better yet, how about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
For them to call.
Will do.
Real quick, Mr. Ryu, one last question. There was a deputy that was working, I think, a special detail in there that night. You didn't happen to flag down the deputy and tell him about the crash, did you?
No, I didn't see a deputy. I live very close to where the accident happened, but I never noticed a deputy there on site or around.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I needed from you, sir. I appreciate it. If I need anything else, I'll reach out to you.
Yeah.
And thank you for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now.